Are you a good driver? Yes. Are you a good lover? Yes. Oh, I'm doing great.
Dad, those are just the names of the quizzes. You're supposed to open the magazine.
My way is easier.
Why don't you be the quizmaster and ask other people the questions?
Ooh, quizmaster, yes. That would entertain me briefly.
Ladies, gentlemen, Quizmaster and his beautiful outfit that nobody else liked, welcome to a very special bonus episode of Sabrina's Witch Trials, because it's time once again for another Challenge of the Quizmaster. That's right, folks, our semi-recurring series here on the Witch Trials, where I grab a guest from the pantheon of Witch Trial guest hosts, and I play the role of Quizmaster, giving them a wonderful BuzzFeed quiz that I found to learn a little bit about them, a little bit about myself, and truly get some content out. That's right, folks. And I have the esteemed pleasure of welcoming back to the Quizmaster here, the Challenge of the Quizmaster, a noted Quizmaster in his own right. I believe he's administered a few quizzes in his time. Phil Adouge is back, that noted child of the 90s. Phil, welcome back to the challenge.
And I failed a few quizzes on my own as well.
Oh, how good are you? Are you a good lover? Yes. Are you a good driver? Yes. That's how we open the show here.
Hey, that's how we go. But yes, I think I have given you a quiz or two.
I think there was one or two there. Maybe we got to get you back sometime and have you be the quizmaster.
Absolutely.
But today, I chose the quiz.
Ooh.
Partially because of a conversation we had before we recorded the last episode, the Sabrina's Witch Trials, you, me, and Chris did. Phil, a thing that some people know about me and some people do not know, but will probably not be that surprised to find out, is that I am low-key a pretty big fan, a reasonably big fan, of one Canadian songbird, Miss Shania Twain.
Mm.
And I believe you are as well.
How can you not be? Shania in the 90s? Come on.
So many great songs. And also, fuck, was she good looking in the 90s?
Super good looking. And then, I mean, if anyone could have been a role model for a woman, I mean, she was beautiful, she was smart, she could sing.
Yep.
I mean, she was Canadian.
Which all women aspire to be, Canadian.
Yeah, Pamela Anderson.
That's true.
That's about the only two Canadian people I could name. All the chicks on Hallmark.
Mr. Trudeau.
Mr. Trudeau from time to time.
Every background actor on a CW series. Yeah, all the Canadians.
Yeah, all those.
But yeah, so many great songs. And as you are also a fan, and we were talking about the potential of going to a Shania Twain concert.
How first of all, how can we forget the most important like Canadian singer? I mean, one Celine Dion. Come on.
As well.
How can we forget her?
Actually, a funny thing. Leah is low-key a Celine Dion fan.
Ooh, you know what I see here, my friend?
Yes.
Two shows, one city, one weekend.
Oh, what a travel.
Let's do it.
What an excursion that would be.
Let's do this. We got to do this.
And listen, I like
coronavirus.
I like Celine Dion just fine, but I like about like two of her songs. But I've told Rubis in the past, like, as much as she likes Celine Dion, I like Shania Twain and just like all of her songs.
She could drag you to the Celine and you'll could drag her to Shania.
I'll have fun at the Celine Dion concert. I'm fine. But like,
hell yeah. How can you not?
Do not expect me to talk to you during that Shania Twain concert, because I'm going to be belting out "That Don't Impress Me Much." But something that will impress our listeners much will be the quiz we're doing today, Phil, because today we're going to find out which Shania Twain song you are. This comes to us from the good people at BuzzFeed, a quiz from way back in 2015. Clearly, they did all their most important quizzes first. This one created by Kelly Dunlap.
Ah, the Kelly Dunlap.
The one and only. And 8 questions here, I believe. You have the quiz in front of you also because some of these are visual questions, but...
I do.
We'll be keeping the secrets out of Phil's...
Ooh, yes, I will not see...
...view until I can reveal it.
We will all be revealed together.
Phil, I don't know if you'll have an answer for which Shania Twain song you think you are, but do you have a preferred Shania Twain song?
I would say the one that I would say is me... that I think is going to be me is that doesn't impress me much because it takes a lot to impress me. Now don't get me wrong, yeah, I think you're all right, but that won't keep me warm in the middle of the night.
That don't impress me much. That is fair. You are a critical eye.
I guess the one that kind of is always in my head is still the one. That's always the one that's in my head.
That is a great song. I do have fun belting that one out as well. There's actually a great rendition that she did with Elton John as like a duet of that song. And I listen to that sometimes when I need a little pick-me-up. Looks like we made it. Look how far we've come, my baby. We might have took the long way. We knew we'd get there someday. But... let's give a pick-me-up to the listener and start this quiz, shall we? Question 1. What classic Shania outfit would you pick to wear on a night out on the town, Phil? We've got the man I feel like a woman outfit of, like, black top hat, white shirt, and, like, a black corset or so underneath. We have, like, a sheared, sand-colored dress that she's wearing on the beach in whatever image this is. We've got the legendary... gonna get you a cat suit from the music video where she rides a CGI motorcycle. We've got her wearing some sort of ball gown with a white ball gown with a neck bit to it. There is the cat suit. It's not really a cat suit. It's more like a leopard tube top and matching pants and matching hoodie that she wore in a different music video. I don't remember which one.
Ironically, a cat suit.
And, she's also, it's just like a photo of her with a really terrible hairstyle in a red t-shirt with like a black print on it. Phil, which of these classic Shania looks would you be strutting about town in?
I think probably the one that's going to be the most appropriate for me would be the top hat.
I love it. Part of me does really want to see you wearing a white shirt and top hat, like an unbuttoned white shirt and top hat going around town.
You know what? Maybe if we go out to Vegas, I'll reenact that.
And then I can call you Peanut, and we'll have a wonderful time.
That's Mr. Peanut to you, sir.
That's right. The man who died and then was reborn a peanut.
That's right. Baby Peanut.
What is happening?
What is that? Is that a baby nut?
Just kidding. I'm back.
Where's my monocle?
When in Vegas, question 2 here, Phil. When in Vegas, you prefer to stay. Oh, finally, we're already making travel plans here.
There we go. This is where we're going.
At the Mirage, at the Wynn, at the Caesar's Palace, at Circus Circus, at the Luxor, or the Bellagio.
Well, Al, your listeners may not know, but I have been to Vegas once in my life. And I did not go to, I did not stay at any of these. But if I were to go back, the one I would probably stay at would probably be either the Mirage or the Bellagio. Caesar's is very nice too. Okay, so the one that I can discount right off the top is going to be Circus Circus, because that place is a dump.
Even when I was reading it, I'm like, I'm pretty sure I've heard Circus Circus is like a shithole.
Well, so Circus Circus has been around, is like one of the original. Like,
right, it's on like the old strip?
Mm-mm. It's on the north side of the strip, which is towards the old strip. But it's like one of the original casinos.
Okay, I've never been to Vegas, just to clarify for the listener.
So that one's probably out.
Okay.
The Wynn is a newer one, which is very nice. It's a very nice hotel. I think we're going to go Bellagio, Al.
I see. Fair choice. If I was picking, I would pick Caesar's Palace, but only because
it's classic.
Well, that and also like theme hotels in Vegas are kind of fun, but also as an old wrestling fan, like they held WrestleMania 9 at Caesar's Palace in like the parking lot, and like they built a stadium there. So part of it would be fun to just be like, oh, where'd Hulk Hogan beat Yokozuna? Huh? Is that around here anywhere?
Also, the good thing about Caesar's Palace is I believe that's where Celine Dion sings her songs, is at Caesar's Palace.
Oh, perfect. So I got to make it over there eventually.
Yeah. So I would, but I'm probably going to go with Bellagio because that is a very nice hotel.
Phil is kicking it at the Bellagio. Question three, Phil. What don't impress you much? Now, I want to be clear. It says what don't impress you much, but I cannot say that without saying impressa. So, what don't impress you much? Big spenders, negativity, arrogance, vanity, know-it-alls, or, fairly enough here, Brad Pitt.
Well, a few of these things don't impress me much. Big spenders don't impress me much. Negativity does. Well, I can care less. But if you're being negative, that's on you. Arrogance doesn't impress me much.
Mm-hmm.
But probably the thing that doesn't impress me the most out of here is know-it-alls, because I can't stand a know-it-all, because you can't know everything. That's how life is. So with me, it's going to be know-it-alls.
Okay, that is definitely fair. I think know-it-alls is fair. I think for me, now that I'm taking this, I would say arrogance. I don't like people who are outwardly arrogant. It's like one of my pet peeves.
Yep, that would have been my number two. But I think above that is know-it-alls. Because I guess there is a level of arrogance for know-it-alls.
Definitely.
So I think that's kind of... So for me, I guess it's going to be know-it-alls.
Lisa is an outstanding student with a slight tendency toward know-it-allism. That's not even a word.
Recently, we were talking about Shania Twain, because in a way, we're always talking about Shania Twain, the two Twainiacs that we are.
That's right.
You heard me mention this, that me and Leah were once talking about the song That Don't Impress Me Much, and she saw me get irrationally angry at the song, or just like irritated because of the song, because if you look at the things that don't impress a Shania Twain much... They get less and less impressive as the song goes. Like, the first one is a rocket scientist. That should impress a Shania Twain a little bit.
Okay, so you're a rocket scientist. That don't impress me much.
That man had to get degrees. He has to know a lot about engineering. He put a lot of effort into his job. I would be impressed a little by that. After that, it's, okay, so you're Brad Pitt.
Okay, so you're Brad Pitt. That don't impress me much.
You know... Brad Pitt did put a lot of work into his career, but like he is Brad Pitt by the fact of his birth, so that would impress me less.
I mean, to me, the most impressive thing on here is Brad Pitt. Like, he's very impressive. You know, he's a very good actor. There's only one. He's very good. And there's only one of him. Like, you have to be impressed. That's who he is. There's lots of negative people. There's lots of big spenders. I mean,
by the third verse of That Don't Impress Me Much. She's saying she's not impressed because I own a car.
Okay, so you got a car. That don't impress me much.
That should not impress her much. That's not hard to do. Like, fucking $800 down, $200 a month, and you can impress a Shania Twain if that's the fact. I mean, come on. Higher standards.
Yeah.
Fucking fourth verse to just be like, oh, I've got my shots.
That don't impress me much.
Maybe she's talking about, like a specific car. Like, oh, you got this car. Like, oh, like that car doesn't impress me much.
Oh, you got a 1997 Toyota Celica. That doesn't impress me much. It shouldn't.
Right. You know, or like, oh, you drive a Mercedes. Like, that doesn't impress me much.
No, you can get one of those for like 35 now.
Yeah. I mean, pretty much.
Anyway, roundabout way of saying know-it-alls is what don't impress a Phil much.
Know-it-alls doesn't impress me.
Say it right.
It don't impress me much.
Thank you.
That don't impress me much.
Question four, Phil. What's your favorite Canadian treasure? Now, obviously, the preferred Canadian treasure would be Shania Twain, but she's not on this list.
Oh, this is going to be hard.
Oh, this is actually a great question for Phil.
Oh, shit.
We've got the definite loser in this bunch, the Global Television Network. We've got peanut butter. We've got Justin Bieber. Poutine. Maple syrup. And someone who I know is near and dear to Phil's heart, Wayne Gretzky.
Oh, all right. So
Phil might be a Twainiac, but he is also a Wayniac. So
for me, it's going to be kind of hard. This is going to be really hard. So I'm going to kind of go through them all here. So definitely the Global Television Network is gone.
I don't know what the fuck that is. I have
no idea. I'm not Canadian. Don't know. Justin Bieber. I mean, I'm, you know, I
appreciate some of his songs.
I appreciate his work. I appreciate what he does, but you know, it's, he don't impress me much.
Got him. Phil, you're still the one that I love doing the show with.
Take that, Chris. But the other four things are a little harder. I do love peanut butter.
Mm-hmm.
I do love some good maple syrup.
Yep.
I've never had poutine, but all the things in poutine I love.
Sure.
I mean, how could you not love fries, gravy, and cheese? Like, it's great. Sounds great. But the, I guess the 13 to 16-year-old Phil and me is screaming Wayne Gretzky.
You were a big Rangers fan.
Big Rangers fan.
In the 90s, of all, especially.
In the 90s, Wayne Gretzky. I mean, he's the great one. So I'm going to go with...
You did have an autographed Wayne Gretzky photo.
Not only did I have, I still do. It's here in my office as we speak.
Yep.
So I have it up in my office right now. I'm looking at him, and he's looking at me cross-eyed. So,
Phil, am I remembering correctly that you once, like... begged dad to buy you a Gretzky jersey out of like the back of someone's car or something?
That's probably true. I mean, you have a better memory when it comes to stuff like that than me.
I feel like you remember, I remember you telling me this, like you wanted a Gretzky jersey really bad.
It's probably true. I mean, this is New York, by the way. So the New York in the 90s, everything was in the back of a car, you know?
That's where I was born. No.
I mean, but yeah, everything came out of, you know, either off a truck or, you know, one guy knows another guy, get you a deal.
Oh, yeah. One time you'll have to tell the story about how we got our first camcorder as a family.
Oh, God, that was freaking... Well, we'll say that for another time.
Sure. Which piece of 90s TV equipment are you?
God.
Quiz coming up.
Oh, my gosh. And then just like the rigmarole to go get it. Yep. That was ridiculous. But in any case, I'm going to go with the great one, Wayne Gretzky.
A good choice.
Wayne Gretzky and another absolute original.
If you're going to do something different, you better do it better. Take this incredible new camcorder, the Sharp ViewCam. The viewfinder? Gone. Replaced with this LCD view screen. So it sits in your hand, not stuck to your face.
If it was me, I would probably... I do really like maple things, and I probably would go with maple syrup. I don't really eat maple syrup on pancakes just because of, like, I'm trying to be healthy, but, like, I would want that before I would want, like, peanut butter.
See, I would probably go the opposite. I'd probably want peanut butter before I'd want maple syrup.
Although...
Because think about all the things that peanut butter, you know, are associated with peanut butter.
I like it in things, but I don't really like it on its own.
Yeah, but if you don't like, you have to have it in. I mean, if it's not, it doesn't exist.
Maple and jelly sandwich sounds good.
But yeah, you could have a Reese's without peanut butter.
That is fair. Just a chocolate bar.
It's just a chocolate bar.
Although peanut butter and maple syrup sandwich sounds pretty good. People do that with honey.
We'll have to do that later.
We'll have to give ourselves diabetes later.
Challenge accepted, sir.
Question five, I believe, here, Phil. What's your favorite romantic comedy? Oh, my God. Ooh. I know you love them all so much. Is it Bridget Jones's Diary, The Wedding Planner, When Harry Met Sally, Pretty Woman, How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days, or Shakespeare in Love. The thing I love is like both with the poster for Pretty Woman and How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days, the stars are doing that classic, oh, we're standing back to back. Aren't we a couple of ruffians? Aren't we a couple of silly fools?
The old rom-com. Wow. So let's kind of start with probably the ones I'm not going to pick.
Thinning the herd.
Yeah, I'm probably not going to pick Shakespeare in Love because never watched it and care less.
Also, Harvey Weinstein, gross.
Oh, is it a Harvey Weinstein movie?
It's Miramax, yeah.
Oh, take that. Bridget Jones's Diary was...
Also Miramax.
A Miramax film. It was okay. It was an okay rom-com. Mm-hmm. It wasn't for me. Now, The Wedding Planner, a classic J-Lo movie. Don't like J-Lo, so not picking that one.
The only good movie I've ever seen J-Lo in was that stripper one she was in last year. Hustlers, I think it was called. It was actually a pretty good movie. Like, beyond just like stripping women, I think it's a good story well told stripping about a group of women. The stripping women are nice and everything. Like, Lizzo's there. She's playing a flute. Cardi B, I think, is in for a hot second.
Lizzo's playing a flute.
It's what she does.
She's not stripping. She's playing a flute. Huh?
She's like a stripper in the background.
I just want to chill on my couch in some feety pajamas with my nigga ice cream, no makeup, and for damn sure not with these on.
She's like a who's the one that like had the flute and like played the mice out to the fucking river?
Piper.
Is it Peter Piper?
He picked the peppers.
In any case, is she the one like playing like she's like playing the flute out so the strippers can come out and dance?
Yes, basically. she's the accompaniment.
So the other three, 10, How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days.
The Pied Piper, Phil.
It's a Pied Piper. That's it. Yes. It's a classic rom-com, you know, Kate Hudson and Matthew McConaughey. I think probably more classic is When Harry Met Sally.
Yep.
But probably the one that I'm going to pick and the one that I saw in the theater as a young lad.
Holy shit, you're old.
I'm very old. Was Pretty Woman. And that's probably the quintessential, like, story for me, love story. So I'm gonna go with Pretty Woman.
You heard it here, folks. Phil's quintessential love story involves a prostitute.
Hey, she was
misunderstood.
She's just doing her thing, trying to make her money until love came along.
I told Chris, I think I told you and Chris this. I have no memory of ever seeing Pretty Woman. I might have like been in the room when someone was watching it, but like I besides like knowing generally what the plot is, I have never seen it. Like, I know Richard Gere is in it.
You've seen it, Al. You've seen it.
I've seen parodies of it on The Simpsons.
No, you've seen it. You've seen it with me.
I'm sure.
Touchstone Pictures presents Richard Gere.
So what happened after? He climbed up the tower and rescued her.
Julia Roberts.
She rescues him right back.
Pretty Woman.
Maybe you guys could like get a house together, buy some diamonds.
Phil, question 6 here, I believe. Whose bed have his boots been under? First time. His ex's, his side pieces, his own, yours. He doesn't wear boots. The bed he shares with you. The bed he you have two beds. The beds he shares with you. Two bedroom apartment.
Okay, so here's the weird thing, okay?
Yes. You don't wear boots.
Well, I don't wear boots, but
well,
that's not true. I do wear boots. I don't wear cowboy boots, but I wear boots.
I wear the same pair of brown brogue boots so often that Leah, after a while, was just like, do you have other shoes? And it was a fair question because I wore them for like 4 months straight of us dating, although we did start dating in like the autumn, so it's going
to
happen.
Yeah, I mean, it's the wintertime. What do you want me to do, girl?
Parakeets.
So if it's me, it's not going to be under my exes, okay? So that's out.
Fair.
Have side pieces. That's not my game, so that's out too.
The wife is really wiping that bead of sweat from her brow.
please. His own. So, like, here's the thing I kind of look at. So, like, yours and the bed that he shares with you, isn't that, like, the same thing?
I guess that's really more a differentiator of your relationship, whether or not, like, he's just coming over or he's like, you know, you guys share a bed together.
I'm going to go with the bed he shares with you.
Fidelity is what Phil's all about.
Hey, you know what?
The insurance company.
That's it. Fidelity.
One and done. That's what Phil says.
I mean, you know, I don't live that side game life.
No, who could fucking... Like, I've, like... It's crazy because it's, like, people who actually, like, have side pieces, like, how do you have the time?
There's no way.
The real answer is, like, neither of their relationships are very good, so they're not putting a lot of time into
it. No. No, it's like, yeah.
Fuck. You gotta take two girls to museums? What are you, insane?
Yeah. how many times can you eat off the dollar menu? Jeez.
How many times can you see Lizzo in that movie? Come on.
Oh, in the stripper movie. Pied piping out of there.
That's right. Question 7, Phil. Just to confirm, you're going with the bed he shares with you.
I am going with the bed that I share with her. Yes.
Some are too hard, some are too soft. This one's just right.
Just right.
Which hairstyle do you like best here, Phil? Good, I get to describe hairstyles. I think she's got the Rachel in the one in the bottom middle. She's got a very like curly hair do with a side with a middle part. There's like back, but like in a very loose bun. There is back, but back and down, so kind of like an Ariana Grande, so like a pony, but like down, and then just like a nice down do and just a classic bun.
Just to let you guys know, Al will be including the link to this quiz,
yes,
so you can see exactly what he's talking about
and take it for yourself and tell us which Shania song you are.
That's right. All right, Al, I'm going to go with, so the way I'm looking at these, all right, so starting at the top right.
One,
top
two, three,
left,
and then down is 4, 5,
yeah,
6.
Yeah, we'll do it that way.
Okay.
So I'm going to go with the one I think that looks the best would be number 1, the red hair down.
She looks a lot like Deborah Messing in that photo.
She does look a lot like Deborah Messing. But I think that's probably her best look.
I do respect the third one just because, like, it's very...
Third one's good.
It's big, and it's, like, it's evocative. Like, it's striking.
It's very her.
And exactly. Nobody else could really pull it off as well as she's doing it in here. But I do think it's a beautiful go-anywhere style you chose.
You just talked me into it because that was my number 2. Mm-hmm. You've just pushed it up to number 1 because now all I can see is Deborah Messing on the other one. So,
and
boom,
really, when I saw it, I'm like, why are they having you pick Deborah Messing?
Because that is like her quintessential, like, her do right there. So I'm going to go with number 3.
That would be like the very messy updo.
Yep, that's the one.
All right, Phil, and we've reached the final question here on this challenge of the Quizmaster. What's your preferred way to say goodbye, Phil? I don't say goodbye. I say see you soon. Tearfully, leave quietly, text later. Irish, which seems a lot like leave quietly, text later. Hugs for everyone, or dramatically...
Well, I think I'm going to go with my Portuguese roots on this one.
Oh, yes.
And it's going to be hugs for everyone.
Ah, I thought you were going to go with the grandpa classic of, like...
Irish.
Yeah, stop by. So basically, listener, every time our family went to visit our family in Portugal, obviously the last day, we'd also... Like, everyone would come over to our house and we'd say goodbye to everyone. But, like, while we were waiting for our uncle to arrive and help us with the suitcases and take us to the airport, our grandpa would always come to our house, and he would always, like, linger for a little while, see if everybody's doing okay, and then he'd just be gone.
Oh, yeah.
Because he was the worst at saying goodbyes, and he never liked to say goodbye to anyone. And he just always disappeared. Like, he'd make sure you see him, but then he'd be gone.
Yeah.
But Phil is going with the Portuguese woman standard of hugs for everyone.
That's it.
I feel like that would be where I would fall also. Like, I would feel like, especially if it's like a party or something, I feel like a real shithead if I left quietly and texted later.
Yeah, like, I can't, like, leave. Even, like, at a, like, if I'm at anyone's house, like, I just can't, like, leave. Like, I have to let someone know that I'm leaving.
Right.
So, like, either the Irish or the leave quietly, text later is not happening.
Mm-hmm.
Tearfully, not really. I don't cry for that kind of stuff.
Right.
I'm not very dramatic, so that's not in. But I do say goodbye. So for me, it'd probably be with a hug. So that's going to be it.
Phil, are you this person also? Because I am, where, like, for me, if I'm going somewhere with someone, like if me and we are going to like some friends like party at their house or something, like with me, I will never or hardly ever be like, are you ready to go? Like, I want to get out of here. But I am the person that, like, the second you say, you ask me if I'm ready to go, the answer is yes. Like,
so I'm both ways. Like, I guess it depends on, like, what's going on. Like, mm-hmm. if I see, like, we're overstaying our welcome, mm-hmm. I'm like, let's go. And sometimes, you know, it's not like, I'm not like, oh, let's go. It's more like, are you ready to leave? Or, you know, oh, it's yeah. blank o'clock. It's right. probably time we should leave.
Right. I'm never the person to say that, but if someone says it to me, I'm like, fuck, let's go. You know, I don't want to end someone else's fun, but like, I will, if you're ready to go, I'm ready to go.
I'm the same way. Like, if you're ready to go, I'm ready to go as well. Yes. So,
but Phil, I hope you're ready to find out which Shania Twain song you are.
I am very excited.
Because it looks like we've made it, Phil, because you're still the one. Still, you're still the one I run to, the one that I belong to. You're still the one I want for life.
Ooh, I picked the one that I like.
A classic Shania song.
I picked my favorite song. How great is that?
Definitely her first, like, really majorly successful ballad. 1997 song, I believe. A great song, something that I feel like you would still be present at any wedding and would not out of place.
I mean, that's definitely, like, a wedding. Just the royalty she's probably getting from, like, wedding mixes is probably ridiculous on that.
January 27th, 1998, actually, it was released. It only peaked at number 2 on Billboard's Hot 100 for 9 weeks, though. First top 10 hit in the U.S. It was nominated for 4 Grammys Awards in 1999, winning 2, Best Country Song and Best Female Country Vocal Performance, Phil. So you've got yourself a good one. In fact, it was ranked number 46 on VH1's 100 Greatest Songs of the 90s. And I think that's too high. I think it deserves to be closer to number 1.
Hey, I'm still the one.
You certainly are. And damn it, Phil, it looks like we've made it to the end of another episode of The Challenge of the Quizmaster. Of course, listeners are well accustomed to you, but if they want to hear more of you, there's a lot of back catalogs of not only Challenge of the Quizmasters, but Sabrina's Witch Trials. You can all be listening to right now, especially in this time when we have a lot of free time to listen to things, don't we, folks?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, if you guys are just doing stuff around the house, this is great stuff to have around.
Absolutely.
If you're a little nostalgic of the 90s, or, you know, just want to hear something different, tired of the same, you know, boring news and, you know, upsetting, you know, bad news. There's only so much bad news people could take before you just want to listen to something else.
You said it.
And this is a good alternative.
Yeah, so check out that back catalog and give us a review if you like it, or subscribe to us wherever you can, wherever you want to. All of the podcast places are where you can listen to us: Spotify, TuneIn, Stitcher, SoundCloud, iTunes, Google Play podcast section, YouTube. You can listen to us there, and you can follow us Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. All the links for that are in the description of this episode. And until next time, I want to say thank you to Phil for stopping by, and we will see you in the other realm. I'm so glad we made it.
Look how far we've come, my